How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All righty. Good evening. Good evening. We're on. And tonight, this Tuesday night edition of the program, we'll be chitty-chatting quite a bit, I guess, and I hope, about something important. Not George Bush, that's for sure, which, of course, I did not even see. I fell asleep and forgot all about him. But we'll be talking about Mr. Ed Brown and his family, his wife, who stands barricaded in his home. And at least since January 17th, we have the AP reports, the CNN, other reports about how Mr. Brown is a victim. He and his wife are a victim of the American Gestapo. He's prepared, he says, for an armed standoff in Plainfield, New Hampshire. And Mr. Wolfgang, who, as you know, is no stranger to these programs, we call him Wolfgang, he has his TV internet service called InYourFace.tv. He'll be checking in any moment, I expect, and some others as well. We'll be checking in from across the area and across the nation. I'd like to really get a cross-section of the thought, if you will, of Americans, people who listen to this program tonight, on what you think, what you have noticed, what you have heard, what you have observed about Mr. Ed Brown. And it's interesting, the chronology of events that has taken place here. There are various stories, various views, and I'm not sure exactly what is the whole truth. What I do know is that we have press reports and others testifying. We have Rick Stanley, his group, the Revolutionary Coalition, and others who are watching this very closely, watching this case and what may come of it. Mr. Brown has said that he is a victim of a vindictive judge and a bureaucracy that did not like the fact that his wife, who has run a dental business, if you will, was said to have been cheating the government, supposedly, that taxes were not paid on an income of $1.9 million between 1996 and 2003. And over the 10-year period, they had used a $215,000 amount of postal money orders broken into increments just below the reporting threshold to pay for their Hilltop compound and for Elaine Brown's dental offices. The pair were convicted Thursday on felony counts, 17 of them, they say. Brown and a group of supporters have been sequestered in his home in Plainfield, New Hampshire. They say there is no law stating that they must pay taxes on Elaine Brown's income. We told them, show us the law and we'll pay immediately. Edward Brown and Mrs. Brown, we'll be right back, waiting to hear from Wolfgang. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. This is the essence of America right here. We shall return.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
All righty, we're back. And lo and behold, we not only have Wolfgang on the line from InYourFace.tv and Fred Smart, who was affiliated with Aaron Russo's distribution of the film Freedom to Fascism, but we have Ed Brown with us, too, on the line, I guess, and that's very good. Let me say hello to each of you. Maybe we can all chitty-chat at one time here and put you all up, and we'll talk one at a time. Wolfgang, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hi, all right. Rick. Hey, good to hear your voice again.
Good to be with you.
And then we have Fred Smart with you, right? Hello, Fred.
Hello,
see if
I'm
we
here.
Can bring him up. Are you there, Fred?
Yes, I am. If you can
okay.
hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay, speak up now. And then we have, we have the talk of the town, Ed Brown here on the line. Hello, Ed.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. This is Rick Adams. It's good to make your company on the radio. Where do we begin? Tell us the story, Ed, of what you have been subjected to in the last few days or so.
Well, last really, Rick, it's been a 15-year research project, and then filing charges against the Internal Revenue Service or baiting them so that they would offend us in some way that we could file charges, and we did. Mm-hmm. They offended us. We filed the charges. It was turned in the state charges. Tort case was turned over to the federal court. The federal court then, in turn, come back and offended us again with charges of their own.
Mm-hmm.
After they dismissed our case in federal court.
So you initiated the case.
My investigation, not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And what happened in the last week or so to you?
Well, after the court, the prosecuting U.S. attorney, district attorney, had 3 days of his evidence. we, at the end of history, 3 days of evidence, it was the beginning of the weekend, the holiday weekend, we knew that we were being set up to be incarcerated at the end of that Thursday, yeah.
How did this all start, Ed, about taxes and your wife? And tell us the basics here so we'll know exactly what's happening.
Well, after we discovered that the tax was unlawful from researching IRS books, manuals, that we there was no law. You know, mm-hmm. couldn't find the law.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't a person. We weren't a fiction. It was all nonsense. It was nothing but a corporate activity excise tax. We simply said, hey, this is ridiculous. So my wife and I discussed it a long time, too, probably about several weeks, as to where we have a lot on the line here. We've had a pretty good life here. We've worked hard. We've done well. Maybe if everybody else is out there doing it, losing their homes and stuff, didn't seem to have the kind of thing that we did. So we figured maybe upper middle class economically here, where we're worth about $4 million of property and stuff. She's a dentist, doctor. I was an exterminator at the time, and she's also a master herbalist and a paralegal.
Mm-hmm.
She's an overachiever. We decided we'd put all of it on the line for the sake of other people to once and for all end this thing. And I never thought in the world that we couldn't lose this thing because we had the law on our side totally.
Mm-hmm.
So we went after him. And, well, whoops. Not enough help, I guess.
Well, this is typical. We've had cases. I'm in Rhode Island, and, you know, I'm just south of you. I'm not far from you.
My wife is from Rhode Island, right?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Pawtucket.
Oh, my. All right. Bless her heart.
Yeah, she's one of yours.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
Bernie F. family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, now, you see, in Rhode Island, we've had cases where people have done similar things in similar ways, maybe not the same you have, and they went to federal court, and the first thing the judge says is, I don't want you to go by the law. They go into these, admiralty courts, and the justice at the time, Judge Patin, notorious judge for being quite a left-wing socialist type of statist judge, made it very clear that he didn't want to hear anything about the Constitution. He wanted the jury to be instructed by him, and that if these men, and one of them, in fact, two were police officers from Newport, and they both refused to file and pay income taxes. Well, they were railroaded. And, of course, the end result is they were convicted. And they wound up in jail, and they wound up in serious problems. Now, you're in a situation today where you have taken a stand, you filed. They have countermanded you, right?
I filed.
You filed the case.
Oh, yes, sir, that's correct.
Against them.
That's correct.
You have received the so-called response, yeah.
It is a retaliation for the fact that we had the audacity to file charges against this criminals.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you, on what basis did you file, without getting into all of the textbook reality of the fact that the income tax is not a legal tax on individuals, was your basic approach?
Well, we just simply filed. They sent down, ready for this? They sent down a sniper with a rifle and scope.
Yep.
With three observers,
yep.
three state police officers,
mm-hmm.
My state police officers, two town Lebanon police officers from my town. They sent down 20 of their agents. So altogether, they had about 20 or so people there, to 30 people, just to download a computer.
What?
Yes, sir. So I said, now, this is what we've been waiting for. My wife said to them, we knew you were coming. They took that to mean that, we were doing criminal stuff. That's what they tried to interpret it as in court. It didn't work a wash. So we filed our suit back after them about 5 months later when we put it all together in the state court. State court then unlawfully, Gene Berling here in Grafton County courthouse, turned it over immediately the same day to the federal court. Accepted by Mr. Judge Stephen McCullough. Then they asked me to come in and to discuss this case, and I said, no, it's not your jurisdiction. It's the state tort case for damages conducted by the Internal Revenue Service and others state police, local town police, and so on. But we were only suing the federal agents at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they immediately, after that, dismissed the case. And then 5 months later, they came in and slam dunked me to the ground, arrested my wife about half an hour after me, put me in chains and shackles, and that was through trickery. Took me down to the local police department, had me stripped, totally stripped, face the wall, bend over, spread the cheeks of my buttocks in front of the camera. Now, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen anyone do, one to another. So the police, my friends all my adult life, now became my adversary, and I no longer like them anymore. My wife hates them. She's terrified of them now. They've ruined her.
This was the local police working with the feds? Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct, sir. That is correct. We pay their salary. They're here to protect us, they say. Yeah, well, they don't protect anybody but the federal agencies. They'd have shot and killed me in a heartbeat if I pulled my gun to protect my wife.
Oh, absolutely. We've seen that with Rick Stanley. I've seen that with others across this country.
Yeah, and God love Rick Stanley.
Amen. Many have been gunned down, as you know, and killed.
Yep. Yep.
Because they resisted tyranny. And this is the history of our republic, the history of the colonies, and... That's why in introducing you, Ed, I was happy to note that this is what this debate is all about. Now, also, Fred Smart, you are working to what? To distribute and to represent publicity for Aaron Russo's movie, From Freedom to Fascism?
Well, I am just one of many volunteers working together around the country to promote and support the movie, which never got a dime of corporate money. Because the corporate media complex, movie complex, wouldn't touch this movie. So it's been basically a labor of volunteer love at the grassroots level all around the country. And believe it or not, one of the first people who called me to order DVDs was Mr. Red Brown.
Uh-huh.
He ordered 101 DVDs on the first day they were for sale.
Right.
And so that's how I got to know Ed Brown. He happened to know a friend of mine prior to that, and so when this thing broke as far as his story, as far as his case, people like myself, including Wolfgang and other volunteers around the country, immediately mobilized mm-hmm. from a communication standpoint using the internet, using emails, because this is basically a case where we realize, individually and collectively, we have no more courts of justice, and there is just one last court left for all of us, and that's mm-hmm. the court of public opinion.
Mm.
And so, Ed, he's publicly stated on the Power Hour yesterday, and mm-hmm. I think he's been interviewed so many times, everybody asks you, Ed, what can you do? What can we do to help you? What do you say?
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
And how can we do that, Ed? What's the best way that people can do that?
I'd like to have my chief of staff. We've got an office established here now, and it's growing very rapidly, as Fred Smart and Rick Stanley and others can tell you on a blog and stuff. And thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. But let my chief of staff explain that for you, okay, guys?
Sure. Let's hear it.
His name is William Miller.
Okay, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Fred. How's it going?
This is
Rick
and Fred and Wolfgang. We're all on the line.
Excellent. Listen, you know, there's been a lot of water under the bridge since about 13 days ago when, I think about 12 days ago, I was deeply alarmed by the situation where Ed Brown was up here all alone and stuff, and, you know, it looked very much like an imminent combat-type situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? We're a world away from that right now. We've got us an adequate and, you know, very well integrated and, you know, pretty sharp bunch of guys up here who, you know, we've got us a garrison that's just about big enough to do what we've got to do around here. And it's we forestalled the adversary with a lot of help from Aaron Russo's people.
All right, we're going to take a break. Stay where you are.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back with you and Wolfgang and Fred, Ed Brown. Stay where you are. We're talking about the Ed Brown case in New Hampshire. Tyranny versus freedom. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Indeed, indeed. So they would have you believe, ladies and gentlemen. We'll go to our phones and get back to Mr. Miller and others in just a moment. I just want to take this time again so that we can continue to pay our bills to remind you that Dr. Kasim Khalil, who was on this program last week, has offered you the opportunity to get his three latest books, Wrongly Blamed, the unabridged, unedited version of New Information, The Real Truth About 9/11, The London Bombings, and much more. You need to know who the real terrorists are, because it isn't over yet. And his two other books, The Words of Muhammad and The Arabian Connection, all three of them he's offering. You can buy one of them for $19.95 plus shipping, or you can buy two of these books, any two, and get two free of charge. All you have to do is pay the postage, $12.95. Okay, so if you buy two books, then it's $39.95 and shipping, and you will get two additional books for free, including an extra copy of the 9/11 book. Dr. K is going to graciously help support our shortwave bill in the evening here by offering this opportunity for you to get his three books, okay? And as I say, if you buy two, you get four. So if you'd like to take advantage of this offer this week, we're giving it a test trial, then you call this number, leave all the information on the phone, and he'll get back to you and complete your order. It's 1-866-618-7777. 866-618-2503. That's all you have to do is call 866-618-2503 and order your copies of these books. Remember the offer, buy two and get four. All right, 866-618-2503. Now we're back, and I believe Bill Miller is with us on the line. Bill, and you are what, chief of staff for Ed Brown. Is that right?
Yeah, I just arrived last night about midnight, along with Ray Kirkus from the Michigan Militia, who came from a different direction. We both incidentally somehow arrived at the same time, and you know, we've got some interesting things going on here. Anyway, the point I was trying to make was that, you know, the worst that can happen out here, worst case scenario, if we get swarmed by a federal force, is that there'll be at least four men on hand who will die and make an example for their country. But, you know, we don't want the country to be fixated on that. You know, we're really not anticipating anything like that. We've gone so far beyond that now since that night 12 days ago. Because of Aaron Russo's people and their competence and their organization and the technological expertise that they bring to the matter, this situation has transmogrified. It transmogrified within a matter of days to the point where, you know, what happened was that on Friday the Browns didn't show up for court, and so Monday was a federal holiday. What happened was that the opposition forces out there had a four-day holiday to go out and play golf, thinking that it was a wrap and that it was going to be a walkover. They were just dealing with some half-baked mountain boys, you know. And then what happened was on Tuesday morning they went back to work and they found out that America never left work, that it was that a sleeping giant had awakened, and that America was on the job the whole time, and something had shifted tremendously. So now we've got a small garrison up here that's taking care of business. We've got a headquarters staff that's doing some interesting things and getting organized and focused in ways that we weren't before, armed with tools that we didn't have before. We've got us a security element that's taking care of that for us. And now the question was asked, you know, what do we want people out there to do?
Yes.
What we want people out there to do is take their country back. We want them to realize there are people in towns and cities and counties all across this land who are having the same sorts of issues that have to do with fundamentals of sovereignty, and it have to do with corruption that masquerades as government.
That's right.
Bearing in mind that we the people are the government, that is being used to attack people for the mere and simple exercise of their rights and liberties. And we want to support all those folks out there. If you're out there in Arizona somewhere and you're thinking about coming up here and going to all of the expense and what have you, you know, and there's somebody right there in your local area that is having some kind of an issue along these lines, go and support that person in your local area. Because we need to support our fellow Americans, not only that, but our fellow members of mankind that are experiencing oppression everywhere. It's been a long, long, long time coming, okay? We need to put an end to this insanity in Iraq and reach out to the people of Iraq and say, hey, the people of America are not your enemy, you know, and we need to start getting a concept of universal mankind and what are the fundamentals of sovereignty.
Yes. You sound like me.
Well, bear in mind, this is coming from a man who... I was with the 82nd Airborne Division going into Iraq back in Desert Storm back in the day, okay? And, you know, I've got the perspective of my own personal history fused with the perspective of my, you know, fairly extensive study of history backing that statement.
All right, Bill, thank you. Stay where you are, all of you gentlemen. Yes, we do have callers, and we'll get to them soon. I want Wolfgang to say a few words when we come right back after this quick break, and we'll have plenty of time to talk. 1-800-313-9443 is our call-in line. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South May, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, and we are talking about one of the tentacles of the New World Order, and that, of course, is the Infernal Revenue Service. And I want to introduce now on the phone lines Wolfgang, once again, who has been there for us for a long time. Wolfgang, InYourFace.tv. Hello.
Hi, Rick.
Good to have you back and have you coordinate this whole program.
Well, I'm not really the coordinator. I'm just one of many volunteers. Like in the past, when America needed help, we all stood in the door. This situation has passed the line of departure, and all you military men out there know exactly what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I coordinate public access television all over the United States. We're doing something called Operation Capital City right now,
mm-hmm,
to get Aaron's movie shown in every state capital all over the country, and also various cable stations all over the United States. And we're going to bring this message to the public opinion. And they have kicked over a beehive this time. The flurry of activity that has been going on in the last week over this issue is just incredible. And we are not going to just sit here idly by and watch our brothers in the field get taken out by a Fed SWAT team. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to have a peaceful resolution to the situation as best as we can. We're not going to force the issue. That's not my call. But what we will do is get the rest of America alert and aware and awake to what's happening with Mr. Brown. And I would like to really thank Fred Smart for his efforts. He's a stellar individual, and I'm saluting him right at this very second.
Amen. We all are very grateful for this opportunity, and people across America who are listening and who are praying for you and who are thinking that maybe the time has come where we can no longer sit on our blessed assurances. Now the time has come for action. And in your case, Ed, you're in your home right now. Is that right?
That is correct, sir. Yes, sir.
What is the situation like out there right now? What is the standoff, as it were? What is happening? What is the present situation as we speak tonight on the air?
The enemy seems to be frightened, sir. It's very quiet. They are in a standoff position at this time. They, so to speak, stay home. They know that it's escalating all over the country and outside this country now.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is a groundswell that's going to proportions that have never been seen before in any of these situations. America has finally beginning to wake up.
And you have, do you have outside your home now stationed the police?
No, sir.
Do you have any so-called law enforcement agents out there?
No, sir.
All right, so what are they doing? They're just waiting for the next move? Is that what they're waiting for, the next shoe to drop?
They're waiting for you guys to go away.
Yeah, well, we're not going away. Now,
I'm not going nowhere.
I understand that you've gotten quite a bit of coverage in some media outlets. What kind of coverage are you getting in your home state, Ed?
Everything. Even Fox is begging for an interview because I fired Fox and had him escorted off the property because of their lousy reporting.
Good for you. Now, I haven't seen NBC, CBS, or ABC cover you, have they?
No, sir. They're cowards.
Right. Okay, so they've been made aware of the story. They know what's going on, and yet
correct.
They're just deliberately censoring and spiking the story, right?
Yes, sir.
They're probably hoping that something might develop whereby they can jump in like they did when Waco took place and exploit the situation and then become part of the circusry. Like Ted Koppel did with Nightline.
Correct, sir. There's only one difference here, sir.
Mm-hmm.
If they come in, we will defend at any and all costs. And either way that they do it,
right?
If we beat them, they lose.
Right.
If they beat us, they lose.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's going to come in behind them is a horror show for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a promise.
How do you expect this, Ed? By the way, you can call me Rick. How do you expect this thing to play out, though? In all candor, how do you feel it will play out?
At some point, which I think the window of opportunity for them has already passed. They should have moved sooner. They didn't. Now it's too late. Because no matter what happens from this point on, it's going to cost them severely. I believe in my heart of hearts that because of folks like you, you picked up the wave. There's a fad developing, and you know what happens in America when a fad develops.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes insane. And this one here, I promise you, sir, I can feel it coming. And my guys that know me and people that know me know my insight, my foresight is extreme, and it's been getting better over the last 4 months for some reason that I can't understand. And I'm telling you right now that this is worldwide. The Illuminati individuals had best be aware because we are fully aware of them. And we've been watching and tracking them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When this starts to go down, the groundswell is going to grow all over the world just for them special. I'm not going to fight.
You think that, Ed, that you might wind up, say, walking at some point, leaving your house? Are you prepared to stay in the barricade for a very long period of time?
Sir, I have a beautiful and wonderful $2 million-plus house. And I'm of a survivalist mentality. Airborne will understand, and Special Marine and Delta Force, the rest of these guys will understand my mentality. I can stay here indefinitely.
Great. That's wonderful.
I am.
That is
I don't
absolutely
mind.
Beautiful.
And I don't mind.
I hear voices in the background. You have how many people with you? You have a bunch with you, or can you say?
That's not advisable. There's a few here.
Okay.
You know,
you don't have to.
Thank you, sir.
I understand that. And now, Fred, you are there. I guess you are where exactly? Where I don't know. Are you with Ed Brown, or are you somewhere else?
No, I'm here in the Chicagoland area.
All right, you're in the Chicago area, right?
Yep.
Okay, and Wolfgang, you're where in Missouri?
Kansas City.
You're in Kansas City. All right, and we've got people all over who are stationed, who are listening, on shortwave, listening on satellite, on the internet, on micro stations, and I think there are tons of people out there right now who are very, very anxious about this moment that has transpired here in America. I'm going to take a couple of calls and get the pulse of the public here. I think we only have a line available right now at 800-313-9443. And let me start off with Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. You're on the program with our guests, including Ed Brown.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to state that these gentlemen have my utmost admiration, but they're doing things which need to be done. But when I think of what happened with Ernst Zundel in Canada and David Irving in Austria and all the several thousand in Germany, when these people will pervert and twist the laws, which a whole Canadian judicial system came out with an absurd statement like the truth is no defense. And in Germany and Austria, when you're on trial and they say to the defense lawyers, if you defend them, that means you must agree with them, therefore you're guilty of the same offense they are. I mean, this is Alice in Wonderland stuff, which is first sentence and then the trial. I mean, it's ridiculous, and I'm afraid this is the situation these people are in.
Yeah, but we don't care. We don't mind. As far as we're concerned, they might as well be Mexicans or somebody else. They have no jurisdiction here, authority. This is my country. I pay their freight. They don't pay mine. So go away. Don't bother me.
Absolutely, you know? And I admire you for what you're doing, but I'm afraid that the entire judicial system is going to come down on you like a ton of rocks.
And then, of course, and then now we bring it up to the next level, don't we?
They can't afford to lose is what the problem is.
I can't afford to lose either, sir.
Absolutely. I agree with you. You can't. You're taking a stand, and there's nothing more important in the world than taking a stand. But these people, it's a house of cards. Once they lose once, they've lost everything.
You understand
what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I have. They've already lost everything already.
Yeah, and in the opinion of the people that know, but what small percentage is that?
Let me take...
If you had 100 special forces, well-trained individuals,
mm-hmm.
what kind of damage do you think they could do?
Insurmountable.
Thank you. We've got thousands.
I agree with you. If you had 10,000 people in the United States that were determined to do whatever it takes to change this system, it could be changed in practically overnight. But I don't know that you got 10,000 people.
All we have to do is wait and see, number one. And even CNN said there was about 10 million people would fight for their country, and they have a backup of about 25 to 35 million more to support them.
I hope you're right. I pray that you're right, but
You're one of them, aren't you?
Absolutely. I've been fighting the government my whole life.
Everybody I'm talking to is one of them. That's all I need. Let's go clean them up, boys.
Absolutely. I'm backing you, but... I'm not a Pollyanna, so you know. Everything to lose. All you have to lose is your life. At the worst,
What do you mean? Who has everything to lose?
The people in power are brethren that are running this world.
Then they should pack up their bags, take their ill-gotten gains, and go down to Australia or someplace else.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, then let's have at it, boys.
But they have much more to lose than we do. All we have to lose is
that's
life.
The key, Ed. They have everything to lose, and that's the whole point.
Bad. Yeah, well,
that's
good.
Right.
So do I.
Amen.
So do I.
You stand your ground. Jim, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. Appreciate your words. And I think it's very clear that, as Ed said, we have reached the point, really, of no return in America now. It's all or nothing. And that's the entire point of what he's trying to communicate. Tyranny today is worse than it was several hundred years ago when the colonies declared their war for independence. And I think you'll agree with me on that, Ed.
Let me give you one, guys. This is the last chance for all of you as far as I'm concerned. Because if this time America doesn't wake up and do what's right, Project Exodus is already underway.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us in this country here that really, really love our country and love the way this country is supposed to be, but we want it worldwide. We don't just want it here. But we have other countries that have an interest in our philosophy, and that's true. I never lie. And we would be glad to leave this country if they wish to be enslaved. Because if after this, if I'm prepared to give my life and I survive this, I'm gone. A whole bunch of us are gone. Millions of us are going to leave. That's what some people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Something wonderful, something very powerful and bad is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time. We're running out of time.
That's right. We are running out of time. You're right.
We'll now forget the whole thing. You know?
It's approaching. The midnight hour is almost here.
Yeah,
let's take another call. Rita in Texas. Hello, you're on the program, Rita.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, Rita. Speak right up.
Listen, I'm glad to hear you, Mr. Brown. And I have the greatest admiration for you and also those who are supporting you. The main thing that I'm hearing about the situation is you're not getting a fair trial.
That's correct.
And but let me share with you something, Mr. Brown, that I've been watching you, your case on the Internet and things like that. Mr. Aaron Russo's film addresses Show Me the Law.
Wonderful, wonderful.
But there is a law, though, Mr. Brown. I don't know. Because, see, I don't believe the judicial system is free and fair any longer. But there's two statutes that are on the books. One of them, I can't give you the exact one, but I do
understand. But statutory law is nothing more than admiralty law on land.
Well,
that is not the law of this land. We are under common law.
All laws
will be referred back to common law.
I hear you, sir. But what I wanted to convey is that under Title 12, under banks and banking, there's a definition of Federal Reserve notes. And it states in there that Federal Reserve notes are obligations of the United States.
I'm not part of the United States, ma'am. I'm part of the United States for America, original law, original contract.
I hear you, but maybe my words might be helpful for others as well that have the same stand. On Title 31, which has to deal with coins and coinage, there's another statute in there that specifically states that notes, bonds, and debentures and obligations of the United States are exempt from United States taxation, state taxation, local taxation, and territorial taxation. There is a law to prove that no individual in the United States right now has a tax liability, because the only income they receive really are Federal Reserve notes.
Well, that's correct, too. The money is bogus. I understand where you're coming from now. But most people would be confused with that now, ma'am. It's like, let's keep it simple for the moment. We'll get into the details and the heavy stuff later on. Everything that they do is 180 degrees from the truth. You know that. It's more about
I do know that, but I haven't heard anyone go into court and confront the Internal Revenue Service.
Yes, ma'am.
To establish that the Internal Revenue Service doesn't have any evidence to prove that a person has a tax liability. I've heard a lot of arguments, you know.
What are you talking about? Wait, whoa.
Rita, hold on a minute. Hold on. Let Ed respond. Go ahead.
Okay,
Ed.
I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Ma'am, we have done this through 42 motions, and every single one of them were denied. And I'm not the only one. Hundreds of people around this country have done the same exact thing. We have tried in this country with hundreds or thousands of us around this country, not hundreds of thousands, but hundreds or thousands of us have tried every single aspect. We are extremely well versed in the law, all of the law, admiralty, statutory law, common law, God's law, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Back 3,000 years to present time, we've researched this stuff. We are out of their jurisdiction. It is bogus. They've tricked us, and if we had the time to explain the whole thing to you, it would take probably about a week. When you got through, your hair would be white. I guarantee it.
You don't have to, Mr. Brown. I believe you, and I also support you. And I also remember Lexington and Concord.
Good.
And
I hope for another one.
And I hope that every Vietnam veteran, every World War II veteran, every Korean veteran comes to the aid of you, Mr. Brown, because if they don't, we are lost.
Well,
and
ma'am,
I commend you and I pray for you.
I don't think that's a good idea. We don't have to go to war. All we have to do is stand up in each one of our own communities and just stop the oppression in your own community. And you all number them in the town. You vote all these people into office or hire them. Stop them from doing it in your own community, and it's all over.
I'm thoroughly convinced. I'm thoroughly convinced, sir. They're not elected. They're selected. That's how bad it is.
You are right about that, Rita.
Thank you.
Thank you for the input and the fervor in your heart, and we appreciate that. I'm going to have to take a break, and we have lines that are jammed right now, as you can probably imagine, Ed and Fred and Wolfgang and Bill. You have your ear to the world, and the world has its ear to you. I know there are people listening all over the world in other countries right now as we speak, and they too share your pain and your freedom. And it's about time people understood we've lost it. America has indeed lost her liberty. We are on the verge of a total shutdown of this country by the powers, as you mentioned, Ed, of the Illuminati, powers of Satanism, the powers of these demons that run government. We're going to fight them all the way with the power of the sword of the Lord and the word of the Constitution as well. We'll be right back. Steve and Chris and Doug and Henry and all of you, stay on the line. Wolfgang, Fred Smart, Ed Brown, Bill Miller, we'll be right back on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, your radio avenger.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Radio Avenger, we're back, and we have with us on the line Wolfgang, InYourFace.tv, Fred Smart, Ed Brown, who is at the center of this whole movement, and we have with him his chief of staff, as he said, Bill Miller. And all of you gentlemen are fighters. All of you men are the are the patriots of this century, the 21st century, and I really, I'm very grateful to be able to have you on the program tonight, and it's very honoring to do so, gentlemen. So God bless you all.
Well, thanks for having me there.
We are very proud to do so. Let's take some more calls. 1-800-313-9443. Steve in Colorado is on the program now. Hello, Steve.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Well, so far the last two callers were not 100% motivating for this for these gentlemen that are defending our nation and our rights. I just want to, I mean, it's emotional. My wife's over here with tears in her eyes. And,
yep.
And it's just wonderful to know that there are men out there that are going to stand and fight and not give up. One thing was concerning me that make sure that those men that are in that compound with him are 100% true, that they wouldn't have a CIA agent implanted in there. And as soon as the shooting starts, something bad will happen. I'm just praying that you guys are willing to go all the way. I myself am a veteran. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps, scout sniper, also a reconnaissance Marine. And I know that it'll come time when we all have to do this. So I guess these guys are our pioneers, or they're setting the pace for us.
Yes, indeed, the Sons of Liberty.
And I just hope that they have enough food and weapons to outsmart. It's not like they're attacking; they're just defending.
They're not. All they're doing is defending themselves.
Amen.
That's all
our
they're
God-given
doing.
God-given right.
And that's also exactly what it comes down to: is our God-given rights, not government-given.
Yeah, I want to put in an insert there for Ron Paul. I guess he's running for president. We need mm-hmm. people like that as our leaders, and even men like Mr. Brown there. When he gets out of there, if he wants to run for president, he's got my vote.
I don't think he'd want to lower himself. Would you, Ed?
No, sir. I'd rather be king.
King Ed, I like. I like that idea. Thank you, Steve, in Colorado.
Okay, God
thanks
bless
for your call. Let's take Chris in Oklahoma now. Hello, Chris. You're on the program with the guys.
Thank you, Rick, for taking my call. I'm a filmmaker, and I reside here in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
And I had met Aaron Russo early on when
yeah.
he was producing his film and got to see the premiere in Austin back in January of last year. And
excellent.
I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Miller and Mr. Smart for the excellent job they've done on the case. And, Mr. Brown, I'm very proud to be a fellow American with you and what you're standing for. I just wanted to let you know, after researching the Oklahoma City bombing for 6 years and having the opportunity to produce a film on it, I know exactly how the judges withhold the evidence. It's astonishing, and it's just absolutely criminal what they're doing to Mr. Brown. So I empathize with him, and just want to let him know he has our support here in Oklahoma City. We are a micro-broadcast, 107.1 FM, mm-hmm. over 80% of the Metroplex, so people are listening to you, sir. You have our support. And I'll just
thank you, Chris.
I appreciate that. You certainly must realize how much that means to Ed and his wife and the family here, the whole family, the extended family. We're up against the break, and we're going to go into hour number two, which will continue, gentlemen. I assume you can stay, Ed. Can you stay on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you stay as long as you can. Okay, if you have to leave, we understand that. You stay on the line, Fred, Wolfgang, all of you, and we will be back. More questions, more comments, more callers as well. But we're up against the break now, and in 1 minute and 20 seconds or so, we shall be back with hour number two, Tyranny in the United States. And we've got the Freedom Fighters, the Sons of Liberty, here on the program fighting for your Constitution and your rights. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm right here, exclusively on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Can we?